27, it came to pass as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. There's a woman like that in every church, in every crowd. Oh, she was so sweet. She was so, blessed. Blessed is your mother. Blessed is the one that bore you and the nursing, the one that nursed you. Oh, how blessed she was. I wish I could have been your mama, you know. And she just loved him. She was so sweet. And that was kind of a place where I just paused, say, thank you, ma'am. And, sit down. But look what Jesus says to her. And he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. He cut her off like that. Now, she was suggesting a bit of Mary-olatry. Blessed art thou among women. She was suggesting that Mary should be held in high esteem because she bore Jesus. Jesus said, forget that. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and do it. Those are the ones that are blessed. So Jesus wasn't into the Mary-olatry, even though it was his mother. He never in his life exalted his mother. In fact, he treated her, in one case, with a bit of rejection. And so the idea of exalting Mary or praying to her, you had just as well pray to the kitchen refrigerator as to pray to Mary. You get your prayers answered just as quickly. At least the refrigerator can give us this day our daily bread. And Mary can't even do that.